This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification issued last evening, the Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified that these restrictions do not apply to the goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The import of all these types of handmade garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through the land ports. However, these goods will be allowed through the seaports of Nhava Sheva and Kolkata. Additionally, the import of fruit, fruit-flavored and carbonated drinks, processed food items, cotton and cotton yarn waste, plastic and PVC finished goods, excluding pigments, dyes, practicers, and the granules used inputs for domestic industries and the wooden furniture will be restricted. However, the new port restrictions do not apply to the import of fish, LPG, edible oil, and the crushed stone from Bangladesh. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju announced 7 all-party delegations which will soon engage in the key nations under the Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. The MPs and the BJPs of Baijant Panda, Nikshin Dubey, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Basuri Swaraj, Rajiv Pratap Rudi, and Anurag Singh Thakur, AIM MP, and Asaduddin Owaisi, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, Yusuf Pathan of Trinamool Congress, John Brithas of CPIM, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde, BJD's Sasmit Patra, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari, DMK MP Kanimori Karunindi, and NCP MP Supriya Sule. The delegations will cover countries like Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Algeria, UK, France, Germany, the EU, Italy, Denmark, Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, UAE, Liberia, Congo, Sierra Leone, US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil, Colombia, Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia, Russia, Egypt, Qatar, Ethiopia, and South Africa. The Union Minister, Amit Shah, has asserted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has given its befitting reply to the terror attacks, leaving the world amazed and Pakistan scared. Mr. Shah was speaking at a public meeting after launching the development projects worth over 700 crore rupees under the Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation. Referring to Operation Sindoor, Shah said that the Pahalgam terror attack was avenged by destroying the terror camps in Pakistan.
Modi ji ne har hamle ka jawab ni makkamta se diya hai ki aaj puri duniya aashcharyachakit hokar dekh rahi hai aur Pakistan bhayabhit hokar uska anubhav kar raha hai. Jab Uri mein hamla hua, surgical strike karkar hai प्रतीकात्मक जवाब दिया गया. पुलवामा में हमला हुआ, एयर स्ट्राइक करकर चेतावनी दी गई, मगर ये सुधरे नहीं. पहलगांव में हमला किया, इस बार ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से उनके हेडक्वार्टर्स को नेस्त नाबूद कर दिया.
India is set to achieve a significant milestone for the 101st mission of its space program. ISRO's PSLV-C61 rocket will take off the Earth with observation satellite EOS-09 satellite at 5:59 a.m. today with the Satish Dhawan Space Center of Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The India Meteorological Department has forecasted very heavy rainfall accompanied with the thunderstorms and the lightning over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 5 to 6 days. In cricket, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders were eliminated from the tournament as the match against host Royal Challengers Bengaluru was abandoned due to the toss due to heavy rain at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.